We can pronounce and say that someone that just wants to end it all and kills themselves is not suffering some mental disease, has a front row seat in Hades with the ones that went before him and did the same thing. Well, you don't do that because you want to go nanny nanny boo boo. You do that out of charity and out of love to make someone else, hopefully, consider what it is that they're about to do and that they're about to lose their eternal immortal soul and forfeit it for eternity. So, having said that, she brings up a great point. Listen to this. Spade's father, Frank Brosnahan, who died Wednesday night just hours before his daughter's funeral in Kansas City, had said recently, quote, that any talk that they do that helps somebody else, Katie would have liked that. If that helped anybody to avoid anything, fine, she'd be delighted. Close quote. Listen, Henningberger brings this up. One aspect of this conversation that has not been happening, though, and that will delight no one, involves the research that shows assisted suicide is also contagious. That's right. Doctor-assisted suicide increases overall suicide rates among the non-terminally ill everywhere it's made legal. Such laws have a measurable effect on those who aren't dying but who are suffering from depression. Study conducted between 1990 and 2013 and published three years ago in the Southern Medical Journal found the correlation unmistakable. Quote, controlling for various socioeconomic factors, unobservable state and year effects, and state-specific linear trends, we found that legalizing physician-assisted suicide was associated with a 6.3% increase in total suicides, close quote. So, you know, when you have a friend who goes, you know, if that's what someone wants to do, what business is it of mine? Or they pull a Pope Francis, Papa Francis. Then you pull a Papa Francis and you go, who am I to judge? There you go. Oh, so you're okay with neighbors and friends and family members killing themselves. I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. Well, I just met an evangelist, please. We don't have to, I don't have to go along with this silly study. We need to liberate people and give them the right to, you know, to do what they want to do. So after you start contracepting the generation away, the ones that escape contraception are boarding them away, killing them. And then the ones that survived a term and lived to old age, encouraging them to kill themselves, what do you do for an encore? How do you get a...
Yay, death.
How does the cult of death improve upon that? Anyways, it's fascinating, a piece written by Melinda Henningberger and... I'll get to the conclusion, and then we'll get to our special guest on the Dude Maker Hotline. Just this week, California reinstated doctor-assisted suicide. This is madness, by the way. You might as well say doctor-assisted one-way trips to hell, which is already legal in Colorado, Vermont, Washington, Oregon, Hawaii, the District of Columbia, and with a court order, Montana. Unbelievable, folks. Creation can't go on without life. These people want to end it. As it expands further amid already truly frightening spikes in suicide, especially among military veterans, let's not be afraid to look at the uncomfortable, unattended, and unintended consequences. Let's at least consider what the science says instead of talking only about how compassionate these laws are. They're not compassionate. Again, if a front row seat in the mezzanine plaza in hell is compassionate, well then yeah, it's compassionate. But you know it's not.